it's worth of this already.
Friends that we could interview, because we're short of friends. And we do want lots to find one. Do they want to still be out if you could convince somebody to be interviewed? See, we were foolish. When we started, we were only going to interview people who were still out.
Well, do you see what?
I couldn't do on that because, as I say, I haven't been around a real film a good many years.
Hey, I want to know what that is, and I want to get one of those cards.
A real one. I know what you're saying, Maria, and I agree with you.
What would make a real film?
There aren't any more.
Yeah, but what were they then? That's what I want to know.
Who told you what they were?
They were elegant.
You don't know who you are, that's all.
We're not elegant, Liz, that's it.
They were what, and they were elegant?
They knew their place.
What did they know their place?
Don't put it like that.
They were elegant.
Yeah. And what was the first other thing?
They knew their place.
No, there was another thing you said.
What? No, I didn't hear that.
Well, let's think. So if either of you could help us, we would really like to interview a few more friends.
I wanted to get...
But as I say, nowadays you don't know the family from the butcher, so I don't know what they know.
She sees Joanna Bingo in Canada.
I didn't want to
name. And she said she would absolutely not. She said she wouldn't mind having coffee with me someday, but she would not give an interview.
Well, she was just...
She doesn't want to remember anything.
That she has a heart attack if she thinks that somebody's going to come in the bar and say, "Oh, have you seen Pat lately?" I mean, who did that know?
Oh, she had a heart attack the one time I brought in my friend, and oh, Jesus Christ, how long did I think she called you at the bar, if I'm not mistaken.
Does she work?
Yeah, she tends bar at Tudor Arms on Franklin and Tupper. I wouldn't, don't even attempt it.
Can you think of anybody?
Just to go in and say hello?
Oh, friend, I can't.
Because we got along really quite well.
What are you going to take your tape recorder with
you? No.
I don't care if you do or not, but don't call her yet.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd just go in and say hi.
As soon as you mention my name, she'll clam right up. Or if you say anything about gay or anything at all, she'll clam right up.
Oh, she does. She does. Wholeheartedly, she knows.
She just can't.
I mean, she'll accept it. When we go anywhere, she'll talk to me or whatever, and a few of the guys or they go on or whatever, but... to be really sociable over the bar. But when she's out of the bar, she's right out the door, faster than hell. She don't stay there, she don't associate, no nothing.
Did you ever, do you remember Marie Spezio?
Oh, yes. How is she still around?
Yeah, she's around. But see, the whole thing is they would come, they don't like to come up by themselves, and you can't have somebody else sitting there with them while
you're doing it. Why not? Would you do it?
Then I don't know how she would talk if I was sitting there.
You know? Well, maybe you could escort her in and then you could sit in the kitchen.
For what, 2 hours?
Long ago. Well, she'd have to bring 2 6-packs then.
Well, you can go into that bedroom and watch TV.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm relaxing.
I mean, that's the only way we could get her here.
And she'd been around
for
a long time.
She would talk.
For days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. Do you have... Could you call her? Would that be a good idea for you to call her and tell her what this is all about?
I would ask her and see what she would say. The only thing, she would be hesitant of coming by herself, that's all.
Right. And you could come with her. You can take the dog for a walk.
You know, that's interesting because there's another family we interviewed that somebody came along with me.
Not that she'd be afraid of you. She just wouldn't want to come by herself.
Right. Your house?
No, I went to the family's house and somebody brought me and introduced me and stayed for the interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
What, because she just didn't want to be alone with you? Not because she was afraid of anything either.
She didn't know me and it was viewed that it was a better...
She felt safer.
Now
she gave you subsequent interviews.
Alone. I went alone.
Once she got comfortable.
But the first time?
But the first time?
You won't go to, would you go to Marie's house?
We certainly would.
Yeah.
I went to that house.
Yeah. Our stuff is portable.
She would probably do it if you were going to her house.
Oh, well, then maybe. Would you make a call and ask if it's all right for me to call her?
If I can get a hold of her, yeah, I'll try.
Okay, then I'll call her and talk, because she'll remember me.
Scattered and hers, she would never do it with her daughter there. You know, there's just so many.
I'm off this year, Pat, so I could.
Yeah, Liz could do it. Liz could do daytime, because her daughter's old enough, she goes to school, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. So Liz could do it in daytime.
And what about Dee? Do you know Dee? The one that I see once in a while now? She went with Andy 100 years ago. And
this is not.
No.
Okay, and then there's, I think there's.
Well, I can tell you, her daughter's 23, so Andy and I were seeing her, both of us, about 23 years ago. And I don't know who she went with before us.
I don't think I know her. There was a Dee who was at that party out in Williamsville.
No, not her. That's
there's a different Dee.
Oh, that one. Oh,
pretty. Yeah, that's it.
Really? I wouldn't get rid of
it. Okay. But there are going around that if the whole thing is getting everybody together to do it.
Well, all you have to worry about is two people, Liz and Marie, or Liz and Dee, because Liz has more time. I mean, I could do it too, but I have a couple evenings during the week I could do it. That'd be all right.
Oh, it don't matter. Maybe she doesn't know either one of you, but
well, Dee doesn't, but Marie knows me.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd come here or not.
Well, let me ask her.
And if she'd feel more comfortable if you come along, that's fine with her.
I just don't feel like it would. If she thought, if either one of them, anybody that I brought here, if they thought that I could hear what they were saying, I don't think they could talk.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
They feel like they were crushing me because I don't want to be kicked around as a bum leg.
Well, now that he set us up for that,
I just hope they're all as gracious to me as I was to them.
Actually, it's interesting, of the three femmes we interviewed, none of them knocked the women they were with.
No.
It was really very interesting.
Why, did you think the butchers did?
No, they didn't. No, I was just telling you because you were thinking that.
You worried about that.
No, not at all. Although I think nobody knocked the women. They all had a very dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we interviewed a few other femmes, but they were a little bit younger, too. But the three who were this period.
They were 60s, late 60s stuff, early 70s.
Okay, that would be great if you could help us like that to make it kind of. And you know, Madeline, if you go to Florida, maybe you should find out where.
Can I go to Florida?
You had said you were going to go to Florida.
I was thinking about going to the pagoda. Yeah, I don't know, but maybe another year off. I'm not sure.
Well, if you do.
Yeah, I was going to go sing.
Where were you going?
I was thinking about going this winter sometime for a few days. I was asked to sing.
Where are you going? You know.
It's outside of St. Petersburg.
Because at Easter I'm going to Lauderdale again. I'm supposed to go at Christmas, but I'm not going to go. I'm going to go at Easter time, I think.
Do you usually see Pat? Where is she living?
I have no idea.
So it would be hard
but
to
find her. But I'm sure she's married and I don't know.
Do you know anybody who has contact with
her? Well, her sister probably knows where she is.
Yeah.
She's not going to invite Noreen in for the weekend if we'll have a.
Yeah, she's only in Detroit, isn't she?
Yeah, her and Joan both are in Detroit.
I don't.
Joan then went with Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
They're both there.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe we could go to Detroit.
That's not so far.
That we could really do.
Oh, my goodness, you didn't learn to travel.
Yeah, we would do it. We were going to go down.
We just want people from the. I can't.
40s and 50s.
40s and 50s.
40s.
40s,
50s. We know a few women from the 40s. They don't want to give us interviews. We've been working.
Well, why? Well, I don't understand why it's so long.
It's very much like you say that that the butchers were more willing to talk to us than the femmes.
But you don't know reason why?
It's like they feel their place is more private.
Okay. They've settled into their lives and they just don't.
Are they still gay women?
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't want to even bring it up.
Maybe they don't say flatly no. They just haven't agreed.
Do you think it's because of the people that they're with?
Could be.
wouldn't like them to
go
action. A lot of people don't like you to go down
Right, because those are the thinking that, like you, you know, what are they going to say about it?
Well, sure, I think we do that.
So that would be great if we could,
I'll get in touch with those two before we got. Or Maureen, I could probably get. I don't know if you want Maureen. She came out, you know. I wonder how, were you around when the, Avant Casino was open? When was that?
Yeah, I was. That was the 60s. I had gone to California by that time. I was away for about a year, and the Avant Casino was open during the year I was away.
Yeah, well, she was out maybe about, I met her about 3 years before that at the Wonder Bar when they had country western music there.
Right.
But she was only 16 years old in that day.
She's
this
is
Pat's
sister?
No, Maureen. She's a Chinese girl.
Oh, okay. She comes out in the 60s then, so it's a little late. She comes out in the same like tradition, but it is a period later.
Well, that's it. That's all I can say. I'll definitely call Maureen and I'll check with you.
Marie would be very good. I had thought about her a couple of times when kept, and then she left my head. But she's also a nice woman.
Oh, she'll tickle you.
She's
Marie is a trick and a half.
I knew her before she was gay.
You did?
When she was up at the dance studio. Remember Pauline and all them?
I don't remember.
Well, anyhow, her husband had a dance studio up on Main Street.
Not the Bellwood.
No. You used to be around the town casino in that area.
Which Marie are you talking about? Marie Fats?
The blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
The husband, she was married when she was...
No, I mean Pauline's husband had a studio, but she was one of the instructors there, teaching dance. And she was...
Right. It was like Fred Astaire studio.
Right.
God,
that's a good one.
You know, DJ, you can tell me if it's too late to talk about this, but the question I had for you is going way back, and it's not about relationships, but I was wondering, in your interview that we did and I read, I transcribed it, now I have it, you were in The Good Shepherd in around 41?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do that you got sent to the Good Shepherd? Do you remember?
I guess, but I ain't saying
it. you don't have to say it. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure if you didn't want to say it, if you wanted to tell us, you could. That am I right that you were out for a little while and then you went back in again?
No, well, I didn't go in there, no.
Where'd you go the second time?
The second time I was kicked out of Buffalo.
Oh, they just sent you back to Rochester.
And told me never step foot in Buffalo again. I had to have permission to come back from the commissioner of police. Huh? I was a mean sucker at one time.
You were a mean sucker. So when you came back, did you get the permission?
Yep.
So that was in 47 you came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were here from 47 to 49?
Right.
And then you were gone again?
Right, so then I came back in 53, my father.
Did you said you came back with your father?
Well, he moved up here and I came a year after.
I was going to say, because I'm glad I asked you, because I didn't think you could go to the Good Shepherd when you were after 18, and you'd already been at it over 18, so now I know what to do. But that is, and the other thing I wanted to ask you was, did the war make any difference in your life?
The Second World War?
Yeah.
Well, I worked in a couple of airplane factories or whatever, but I mean, it didn't...
Did it make it easier for lesbians to
do? No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, a lot of them went in the service or whatever, but in fact, I knew quite a few of them that came out and... But they served their time or whatever. The one passed away now. You know, Amber and Bobby. And she died of cancer. She was in the service. There are a lot of older people around
now that you think about it, and I just don't know how to see them anymore or find them anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When we sit here and talk about it.
Well,
Yeah.